Gonna have Tony Gonzalez for you in a second here. Gonna have Tony Gonzalez for you in a moment. Just gotta get it queued up, get it ready to go for you. Appreciate you stopping by. Appreciate you being here. We've got a lot going on and a lot to get to. And talking to the representative who actually represents that area of Texas where these poor unfortunate souls' lives were lost. Very important to get this to you. So let's do that right now. Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always glad to have this guy back. He's District 23 Republican, the great state of Texas. He is actually the representative on the largest part of the border with Mexico in the United States here in Texas. It's Tony Gonzalez. Tony, good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Pags. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You know, we keep on talking about these tragedies. We talked about Uvalde last time, which is still unfolding, still finding out information about that. And now we're talking about, we just added two more people's lives to those who have died. In the back of a truck in San Antonio, where you know I'm based. And Tony, I don't understand how this happens. You've got 100 people, human beings, real souls, in the back of a trailer when it's 100 degrees plus in San Antonio and even hotter down towards the border, and they're in the back of this truck until half of them die. Do we know how this happens? Are they getting on the back of a tractor trailer in Mexico and then coming across the border somehow? Are they swimming across the Rio Grande, jumping in the tractor here? And what promises are made to them? We're losing precious lives because of Biden's policies, I believe. But do you know the actual mechanisms of how they're doing this by putting people in the back of a truck?
Yeah, it's really all of the above, depending on which case. In this case in particular, we're still trying to find out at what point were these illegal aliens in the truck. Was it before, like during their crossing? Was it afterwards? But it's very coordinated. And the horrific scenes have not ended for us. This is in my district, Bags. And, you know, Uvalde's in my district. And a couple months ago, there was a National Guardsman that drowned in Eagle Pass, right, also in my district. Right. I mean, it's the amount of death is just absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, so the story is that very coordinated. The cartels knew when there was a shift change happening in the Laredo checkpoint. They go through this checkpoint when it was essentially at the lowest point, and then they make their way to San Antonio. Oftentimes, these cartels, they have links, if you will. One guy is supposed to take them, let's say, from Laredo to San Antonio, okay, and then they swap out. Another person's supposed to take them, and then the next ring from San Antonio to Houston. It's a very coordinated cell system, but it's killing people every single day, and the Democrats don't seem to even blink an eye.
Well, you and I have talked about this before. The real victims are those who are being brought here illegally. They're being lied to. There are magnets that the Biden administration put in place. That's the first problem. Second problem is they're being notified by their friends and neighbors through social media or whatever that you can make it to have a better life in America if you do these things, and Biden is welcoming you. And then they hook up with the cartel that's charging them upwards of $5,000 a head, which people don't even have who are coming from the Northern Triangle or from Mexico or even as far as Brazil. We're hearing about the Haitians coming from Brazil, and they're just being lied to the entire way. These drug cartels are making the money in human trafficking, sex trafficking, and drug trafficking. Tony, are they dumb enough that they aren't keeping in mind they've got to keep these people alive? I mean, it seems like they have no regard for human life. They're going to lose their next customers if they keep killing people. I mean, do they have that much of a disregard for human life?
They do. It is pure evil, Pags, that is happening. You know, these cartels treat these people as if they are nothing more than a commodity, whether they're cattle or sheep. They simply do not care. You know, last night, look, I've been pushing the administration. Many of us here in Congress have been pushing the administration, but we can't wait on the administration, because if we do, we will constantly be waiting. So I've looked for ways. How do I go around them? How do I go under them? How do I go through them? So last night I had dinner with the president of Guatemala to try to go, hey, how do we solve this? Yeah. What are some of the problems? And because in that trailer, there were seven Guatemalans, national Guatemalans, and there could be others depending on, they're trying to identify some folks. Right. This is what was interesting. The president of Guatemala goes, look, if you don't prosecute, if the United States won't prosecute these terrible actors, I'm happy to prosecute them in Guatemala. And this president had a lot of reforms in there. And he goes, look, they'll get a minimum of 40 years. Extradite these people to Guatemala. It's such a backwards way of things are happening right now because of how weak the administration has been on crime. I mean, and it just encourages more. And people are dying. It's absolutely horrific. Last thing I'll say is my first responders have been through hell. You know, 60 firefighters were on the scene here in San Antonio. Yeah. Well, guess what? They're off the line. They need psychiatric treatment because they've seen some horrific scenes that they can't unsee. This is happening every single day in my district. This is the second and third order effect of what's happening in this border crisis.
Yeah, you know, we're seeing, I saw the pictures, the video, the live helicopter, you know, video that was happening, and you're pulling 50 people who are dead off out of this trailer. You've got people going to the pediatric unit locally to try to get care, and so we know there were children who were involved. It's very interesting to me that you talked to the president of Guatemala. First of all, I have to know because I'm interested in this kind of thing. Is it in English or Spanish? Are you having that conversation in Spanish?
You know what? It's mostly in Spanish. Okay. You know, it's some English, but it's mostly in Spanish, just mainly because he's more comfortable in Spanish.
I love the language. I wish I could speak it, to be honest with you. I can understand some of it, but I just find that interesting. Secondly, I made a false assumption that those in the Northern Triangle, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, don't care. I know that they get billions of dollars from us, and those billions are supposed to help them fix their economy and make more jobs for their own residents so that they're not heading north and taking a trek of 1,500 miles to try to get here to a better life. So you're telling me he does care, and you're telling me he will partner with us if all we do is we round these people up that are doing this, and he'll prosecute them.
That's right. You know, Guatemala is actually a very conservative state. They're very pro-life. They're very they have relations with Taiwan. I mean, it is a very conservative state to the point where they're really being impacted by the administration.
Yeah.
The administration is almost punishing them by not giving them resources because they're conservative. And look, the president's telling me, look, next to him is Nicaragua. You know, there was just a report that the Russians are working with the Nicaraguans on there, and around there is Honduras. And Honduras is working with the Chinese. So the president of Guatemala is going, hey, Tony, like, I want American presence. Like, I want you to help us secure our border. The other thing that I thought was interesting is the president of Guatemala, they had put together kind of a roundtable with business owners to say, hey, look, we don't want your foreign investment. We don't want your foreign aid. We want your foreign investment.
Yes.
And guess what? The administration put the thumb on that and they canceled that roundtable. So I'm starting to think here, like, why are they punishing Guatemala? If you really want to get to the root cause, like the vice president said, why all of a sudden are they punishing Guatemala simply because they're a conservative state and have a pro-life view of things?
District 23 Republican, the great state of Texas, it's Tony Gonzalez, and I appreciate your time and the access. Guatemala is the first line of defense to stop people from getting into Mexico. Mexico was working with President Trump. The stay in Mexico policy worked. It seemed to make sense because people culturally were more like people in Mexico than they were like people here. Many come here, can't speak our language, aren't ready to go to work. They're not doing it legally, so they have to fly under the radar as it is. That seemed to be working, and it slowed down the flood of people coming across illegally, and more people were trying to get across legally. So, Tony, what's the game? I know that we often say it's about votes. The Democrats want more votes, and they assume those who are coming here illegally that they help will vote for them. Well, we just had a ruling in New York in the Supreme Court in New York 2 days ago that said if you're not a U.S. citizen, you're not allowed to vote. In New York, they were letting non-U.S. citizens vote. In California, they were doing the same thing. So what's the game? Do you think that the administration is trying to fast-track people to citizenship who come here illegally so they can get the votes? They don't care about the people, Tony, and here's why I say this. We're still talking about Uvalde more than a month later, and we should be. 21 dead people, 21 dead innocent people.
Sure.
This story of 53 dead human beings in the back of a semi yesterday was the fourth story that got about 30 to 45 seconds of the national news. They don't care about these dead immigrants. So what's the game? Is it all about votes and power?
No, you're onto something there, Pags. I suspect that they have given up on immigration. They have given up on legal immigration, and they've just allowed illegal immigration to take hold. If you look at the political aspect of it, they're losing that too. I mean, Hispanics, you know, Mexican Americans, Cuban Americans, they're becoming Republicans faster than ever, right? Because of those conservative values, because the Democratic Party has taken this hard left socialist turn that is anti law and order, is anti immigrant in a lot of ways. So it isn't a political, they're going to lose that political battle as long as we keep saying the facts. But it really is this, is In the House, we've got 32 members on the Democratic side that are retiring. What does that tell me? They have given up, Pags.
Yeah.
And in the Senate, you know, I was talking to one of the senators there. I won't say any names, but he essentially goes that the Senate Democrats have abandoned immigration reform. What does that mean? That means it's open season for the administration to just have that open border policy. But what they don't realize is this is dangerous. It is killing people. Once again, in Guatemala last night, you know, the president told me, hey, Tony, in the last few weeks, we apprehended six people from Afghanistan. I mean, he's going down the list, but Afghanistan is what caught my eye. Because if you remember, when this administration, you know, abandoned Afghanistan, and then a few days later, we had 13 Americans killed. Well, guess where that suicide bomber came from? He came from a prison in Afghanistan. So, I mean, it's just really dangerous. What worries me is we're talking about, you know, 53 dead migrants today, which is horrible. But what if we, what if in the headlines tomorrow is hundreds of Americans were killed? This is the part that all parties should come together and go, this has to stop before Americans get killed.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's District 23 Republican, great state of Texas, Tony Gonzalez. His district is the longest, is the largest district on the border with Mexico. And I'm glad that you had dinner with the Guatemalan president. I'm glad to hear that they're a conservative state and they want to do something to stop criminals. I love seeing Mayra Flores winning in South Texas. A young lady who was born in Mexico, proud to be an American, came over when she was six legally. And she's just being battered by the left because they can't handle it. But you're right. Sure. You said that Hispanics are becoming more Republican. Maybe they're voting more Republican, but Hispanics have always been conservative. Always.
Right. That's right.
I grew up in South Florida. These people are like me. They're Christian. They believe in family values. They're against abortion. You know, the family unit really means something. Go to church every Sunday. So they're realizing that they were voting for the wrong people, and I can appreciate that. But let me ask you this, just politically speaking. I'm not a politician. Politically speaking, why doesn't Joe Biden or whoever's running the White House, why don't they just go back to the Trump policies and take credit for it themselves? Because they're taking a bath on immigration right now. They're taking a bath on the economy. They're taking a bath on everything. His numbers are ridiculously low, and there's going to be a big turnover in November. Why not, with a wink and a nod, say, hey, we're going to go back to stay in Mexico, and Title 42 makes a lot of sense, and we're going to finish that wall because Joe Biden had a great idea to finish the wall. Take credit for it. Then they can stop this from going on. Why don't they do that for at least a political win right now?
I think that's exactly what you're going to see happen. And,
really?
And honestly, I've used my voice. You know, I had a meeting with some of the administration today, and I offered some solutions. And guess what? Some of those solutions were Trump policies that they did away with.
Right.
I'm like, look, if you reinstate the PACER program, this you reinstate the PACER program. You add immigration judges to the equation. And oh, by the way, 95% of immigration cases do not qualify for asylum. And then you repatriate these people, meaning you fly them back to their country of origin. We're flying them all over the United States.
Right.
Don't fly them inward. Fly them outward. Fly them back to the country of origin. You do those things and this goes away. Call it whatever you want to call it. You know, have whatever plan you need to have. But if you don't, the deaths aren't going to stop. I mean, we're in June. We haven't even gotten to the hottest part of the year yet. The other sad part thing too, Pags, is people are dying every single day. These truckloads, people are dying in these truckloads. And guess what's happening to those people? They're getting thrown on the side of the. They're just getting left there. Not every case gets heard. Not every case gets attention. This is happening every single day, and the Biden administration is going to be forced to act. And you're right. They need to implement some of these Trump policies that work. Bottom line is they work.
And call them Biden Build Back Better border policies. I don't care what they call it. Just go back to safety and security. And that also means for those who are illegally coming here. And Tony, I've got to ask you once again about the media coverage, the social media coverage. Yesterday, you had this Cassie person show up and just lie her face off in front of the January 6th committee. That was the top story on every newscast nationally last night. It was the top trend on every social media site for the entire day, if not more than a day. And again, never once did a trend that 50, it was 51 that we knew of yesterday, that 50 plus human beings died in the back of a sweltering hot semi truck. Let me ask you this. What do you think the news media would have done had they been shot, those 53? Not dead in the back of a trailer where they don't care about these people, had been shot. Suddenly we'd be banning guns again, right? So we're not going to ban illegal immigration or ban cartels from trucking human lives in and killing them on the way. And we ignored the story. So just give me your general thoughts on how horrible it is that the big media that can do better, social media that should do better, didn't pay any attention to this at all. And more than twice as many died yesterday than died in Uvalde.
Yeah, bottom line is if it doesn't fit the liberal media narrative, it doesn't get coverage, yeah, regardless of the carnage, regardless of anything else on there. But I think that's where it's important that we highlight it. We push the facts, we push the details. You put it in their face. You know, why isn't anyone holding hearings on what is happening? Why aren't we protesting? Why aren't we having these conversations on there too? But the other part of it too is, regardless of what they're playing, the $5 gasoline hasn't gone away. The supply chain issues haven't gone away. People can't get formula. You know, I took my kids. We had a barbecue this weekend, and we went to a store. It wasn't actually, we went to Walmart, yeah, and there wasn't formula on the shelves there. What I get at is, while they're having these games up here with January 6th, real people are having real problems. And my district, sadly, has been at the forefront of this. You know, from the Uvalde shooting to these 53 migrants, that number is going to rise, being found cooked alive. I mean, they're tortured, essentially, in the back of this truck, to the drownings in Eagle Pass daily. It hasn't stopped. And it's not only my district, it's everywhere along the border. It's all over America. You know, there's just a report that DHS is leased a property in North Carolina, right, to house these migrants.
Wow.
Every state in America has become a border state, and that's what's going to cause the Democrats this election. But Republicans, we got to be ready. On day one, we got to be ready to implement our policies. Not enough with the just blaming them for everything. We got to be ready to go on day one to go, we know what America looks like with a Democratic policy. This is what America needs to look like with a conservative Republican policy going forward.
You're 100% right. You've got to be ready day one. I appreciate what you do for the border. I appreciate what you do for your district, for Texas, and for the United States. It is Tony Gonzalez. He's U.S. Representative, District 23, Republican, great state of Texas. Tony, stay on these stories and come back on as often as you want. People really enjoy getting it straight from you, because we're just getting BS from the media. So thank you for shooting straight, and thank you for all you do.
Thanks, Bags. Anytime. Take care.
All right, brother. We're back after this. Stay right here.